I think that there is great value in the work of the National Dialogue, and I certainly, like we have stated before, we've considered the work of the National Dialogue to be complementary to the peace process that has been taking place on the on the national political level, and we hope that all parties will get on board with it and find a way to move on with it, because this country desperately need all good forces pulling in the same direction of creating peace, reconciliation. And certainly one aspect of this, which I think is very interesting, is also that it could be an important way to make the voices of the people heard on the national political scene, and making sure, therefore, that this process keeps its integrity, that it's people can speak without fear is very important. So thank you.
Thank you.
What exact support have you given to the National Dialogue Steering Committee?
We have not supported it financially up to now. I know the National Dialogue have received some support from Japan and from logistical support also from UNMISS, but we have been following very closely the development of the National Dialogue, and we also cooperate with the Sud Institute and the Ibn Center, which are part of the process.
So what exactly is the purpose of meeting the National Dialogue Steering Committee today?
I guess the purpose was to just get to know each other better, to get better informed about what the steering committee is thinking, and for the steering committee to get better informed about what we are thinking about the process ahead. And I believe it's a good time to involve each other in keeping each other informed about where we are at. I mean, we know that the peace process is going to be very difficult, and there will be a lot of challenges, and I think the more dialogue we have on these issues, the better. Better equipped we will all be, I think, to handle the challenges that come.
Norway being one of the tracker countries, you have distanced yourself from the peace process. What next are you going to do now that you have heard from the National Dialogue Steering
I wouldn't say that the Troika or Norway has distanced itself from the peace process. On the contrary, we have supporting the high-level revitalization forum, both politically and financially. So we've been along, you know, on board this process all along. I think that there has been different views on the best way forward, but in the end, this is a South Sudanese-led process. It must be a South Sudanese-led process, and we are here to look at ways we can support peace development and to make sure that this time peace is sustainable, that we don't get a repetition of what has happened in 2015-16.